What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the PK Podcast with Eli and John. It's John here, and I wanted to introduce this brand new episode in a brand new year where my wife Olivia and Eli's sister Bailey join us to talk about PK relationships and planning a PK wedding. It's a short episode, it's a fun episode, and we loved having these special guests on the podcast. But stay tuned. We've got a great year of content planned for you with some great new material and some fantastic new guests. So don't miss it. Make sure you've liked and subscribed and share the podcast. Let's dive in. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Preacher's Kid Podcast. How are you doing, Eli?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm just living the dream. And we're coming to you live from Wilmington, North Carolina right now with two very special guests. Why don't you go ahead and introduce the person who's seated by you today?
We got my sister, Bailey,
who is also a PK, since she shares the same parents with you.
That's how
sisters work, right?
Really exciting. She's not adopted, contrary to what she was told most of the time growing up.
Only by Eli.
Yeah, so. I told her she was.
And then I have my beautiful wife, Olivia, with me, who is a PK as well.
I am.
All the way from San Antonio / Houston, Texas / born in Dallas. She claims the whole state of Texas.
The whole state of Texas.
The PK.
Go big or go home, you know?
From the state of Texas. We're here. And so one couple on this side, and then their brother and sister, they're not married, but they're both married to different
good
people.
Good disclaimer.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, just quick little, they're from North Carolina, not West Virginia.
That's right.
No shame to any of our West Virginia PKs
right.
listening. But we've all been through something within the last 2 to 3 years that has been interesting. And we want to talk about it from a preacher's kid perspective, because most listening are going to experience this within the next, you know, 5 to 10 years.
We're hoping so, at least.
At least we hope so, unless Jesus
like
comes
10.
Back. Or you're just like super weird, which you get accused of a lot as a PK. But either way, there's this thing you're going to have to go through, and you're going to have to navigate it as a PK. And we want to give you some tips and perspective on how to make this happen in a healthy way and as least stressful as possible. And what are we talking about today, Eli?
We're talking about marriage and weddings.
Weddings as
weddings
a PK.
Weddings as a PK. I miss Amanda right now, by the way.
We wish Amanda was here. And we're going to have her on a future episode.
She'll be here.
She's going to talk about the do's and don'ts of dating a PK. Because she successfully snagged this dime over here, Eli Blevins.
Yes, she did.
And Bailey
I snagged
shakes her.
Head.
So anyway, weddings as a PK. I know when we were choosing a venue and we were searching for where to host our wedding, Olivia had something specific in mind. And this is no hate toward anyone. It's that when you have a wedding, you've got to pay for everybody's food.
And everything else, yeah.
It's a lot.
And you have to think about all the other things involved in a wedding. So one of the things that you brought up was, why don't you share?
Yeah, so when we were looking for a venue, I wanted to do it outside of like where we live, like San Antonio. I wanted to do somewhere. We originally thought of doing it in like Georgia or like Tennessee, and we looked up some venues, but it just didn't work out. So we found one in Dallas, which I'm originally from, but the reason for that was I just didn't want to feel obligated, because as a pastor's daughter, you feel like you have to invite the whole church, like every congregation
That's
my dad
real.
Has, you know, pastored. So I wanted to find something that was not going to be in, you know, our city, to where people could have easy access to it. Not in a bad way, but again, it's a lot of money when you have all these people, and I wanted to invite people that I really genuinely have a relationship with. And yeah, so that was kind of where I was with that. And so
it's so hard.
It's hard.
It's so
hard. You feel obligated.
You
invite one family, and then the other family gets offended. And
now you gotta invite two families. Yeah.
And now you've got a church split over the pastor's kid getting married.
I know, just a wedding.
Well, because Eli and Amanda got married almost exactly 1 year before we did. And so we were planning a wedding on the very tail end of them. So us trying to be like, who was invited to theirs? And can we fit the same amount of people at our venue? Because are they going to feel like if they were at theirs that they need to be at ours? Or if they weren't at theirs, but we want them at our, like, it's a lot to think of. I mean, we love all the people who came, of course, and we wanted them there, but it is hard trying to figure it out. And where do you draw the line?
I know. Yeah, that was my big struggle for sure.
Where do you draw the line? Because you were the first one to go through this. So yeah. you have navigated these waters. You have perspective looking back.
Well, it helped for us that the venue had a cap. Like, we could not get more than 150 people in there. And there was already, like, 70 of us between our families. And so, like, it didn't really leave much, like, wiggle room for there to be too many, like, extra people there. Because we wanted to keep it small, but also big enough to where we could invite, you know, people that we were. But by the time you got through family, there wasn't too many spots left. I mean, mm-hmm. over half of it was full of just family members and stuff like that. So, yeah, a lot of discussion, a lot of prayer.
Harriet stepped in.
My mom stepped in. But yeah, it was difficult though. I mean, you definitely feel that pressure of, if we invite this person, that'd be awesome. But then if you do that, then you got to invite this person.
Yeah.
So like, where do you, like, what constitutes them to be able to come? So there's a lot of that happened in our wedding. So thankfully no one really complained to us about not being invited to our wedding.
They just left the church quietly.
Left the church quietly, and now I would never know. So, yeah.
So if you are a note taker, and most PKs are super godly, so they do take notes,
so holy.
You know, of everything. Point number one to having a successful wedding as a PK is to find a venue with a cap. That way you can say, only this many people can come. And you don't have to take the blame. You can blame it on the venue.
Yeah.
And you can say, they said we could only have 150 people, and we're so sorry. We wish everyone could be there, but, you know, our family took up all the spots and some of our close friends.
That's true. Yep. Our venue good. Fit like 300 people. No, not 300.
Yeah, it fit 300 people. Or
250. And like 100 of them are like my family. I come from a big like Latin family, so that was really, you know, convenient.
Fair enough. 300, that's a lot.
That's a lot, though.
Yeah. And then he had, you know, friends from all over the place, so.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were able to learn, because I think our parents had over 600 people at their wedding.
Yep.
And that was my parents, too.
So we had to, so they were able to help a little bit, know how to filter.
Yeah.
How to filter some of that out.
Right.
It's so important.
Yeah.
And I will say, as a PK who is navigating this, I shared some of the same concerns that Olivia had, because I thought, okay, if we host it, you know, out of driving distance from the, you know, multiple churches that her dad has pastored, then we're getting into territory that is near churches where my family has pastored or churches that I have pastored. And then all of these people are going to, like, the only way we were going to be able to say no to everyone was going to be to go overseas somewhere.
Is that a
destination wedding?
Is that a humble brag that you know that many people?
That's the thing. I don't know them, but they still would have shown up and they would have been like, sure. I remember you when you were this tall. And I'm like, if you have any, I remember this tall stories, you're not allowed inside the wedding.
Yeah.
Don't remember you.
When you show up at the door, they're going to say, do you remember John when he was this tall? And if they say yes, gone. The security will bounce you so quick.
That's so funny.
But the workaround, which we want to highly recommend, is hosting a reception or a shower at the church.
Mm. You did that.
How did it go for you?
Well, my wife did that.
Yes.
And so I was not there. But
I was there. It was great.
But Bailey can speak for, because she was at the shower. So I think it went really well. I mean, a lot of people were able to come, and that was a great bridge for us. Wouldn't you say that was? I mean, you're the one who was actually in the
in it.
So that was a great workaround for us. It helped keep people not as offended.
Right.
So everyone gets included.
Exactly.
Participation trophy. Woo!
We get a lot of gifts.
It
was really nice.
We
also that.
Come on.
The registry. Yeah. That's
we're not fun. Members of Olivia's dad's church. We're members of a different church in town,
mm-hmm.
but her dad's church, several of the ladies in the church just felt compelled because they had seen Olivia, you know, grow up. They wanted to do something for her.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why we host this podcast is not just to relate to the struggles, but also to help younger PKs with some perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we can get so frustrated by the people that really think that they are part of our family. because we have all these adopted grandparents.
That's so real.
And yeah. We've got all these adopted siblings and people that if you asked them, they'd be like, oh yeah, the pastor's like my dad. Or he's my second dad. You know, yeah.
And you're like, no, he's really my dad. Like, actually.
No, he's not.
But understanding this, that all of the annoying people who only slightly know you but want or feel obligated to be at your wedding because of your family's place in their life, genuinely do love and appreciate you.
That's true.
Yeah.
And when we start to really feel like people are burdens, we have missed the beauty of actually being a PK, that there are all these people that have a vested interest in your life, even if they're a little bit crazy.
Yep.
Yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. It's nice to think about that. Like, it's a good perspective.
Yeah.
You know?
People do love you.
They do. Yeah. And they do feel like a vested interest into your life because so many of them have seen you grow up. And whether you've realized it or not, they've watched you from, you know, a young age to where you are now. And they feel sentimental towards it. And so it's good to kind of change of perspective and go, it could be frustrating on the planning end, but like, how kind is it that that many people want to celebrate you and like this new season you're stepping into?
That's good.
Yeah, I had to understand that as well because I was like really frustrated at first because my mom, you know, would bring up different people, you know, this sister has known you since you were like 5 years old or, you know, they've watched you grown up. And like, I obviously don't really have a lot of memory of certain people, but it just reminds you that people do love you and care
for
you.
It's true. Yeah.
It was in our wedding planning process that I started to think about church people that had watched me grow up who never missed a birthday with a card or a gift. And that's some awesome. Of them never even missed Christmas. I know you guys have people in your life that are like that too.
Absolutely.
Yep.
That I've got family members who don't know when my birthday is, but these random collective of church family that knew all of those things and were a part of my life in a special way because our family gets to be a part of their life in a special
way. It's very honoring.
Absolutely.
It is honoring. Yeah.
It is. I think it's a great perspective to see the other side of it too. And I think if you're a PK and maybe you're younger and you're in that like awkward stage where like you think you're too cool for everything or for especially people who are older, like those people genuinely love you. And there's not too many people that would do that much for you always, remember birthdays or, you know, give you cards or anything like that. So embrace it. It's okay to embrace some of that.
No,
absolutely. So as you're getting ready to plan your PK wedding, whether within the next couple of years or 5 to 10 years from now, keep in mind, there are going to be some big hurdles to overcome, but keep a correct perspective on it that this is an honor, this is a privilege, and these problems may not be problems that other people face, but they're good problems to have to navigate through.
Yep.
So
awesome. Good problems to have.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Find a venue with a cap. Maybe even find one far away, but host a reception or something nice at your church. Get all the free gifts.
Yes, fill up the registry. Like, don't feel bad. If you need it, you can,
Absolutely. Oh, I had fun going through Target with, like, the little registry gun, like, scanning all things.
Oh, we had so much fun doing that.
That was awesome.
You know, we started this podcast not just to help give perspective and relate to the problems, but also to, as, like, kind of like counseling for me and you.
Yeah.
As we were working through some of our PK issues.
Yeah, well, you said the other night some people have go to therapy and some people start a podcast.
Absolutely. So I haven't got to go to therapy about this issue yet, but, and I'm not even sure if this is a PK issue, but my wife would not let me put stuff on our registry. I was walking through Target, and I'm like, if someone wants to buy me Bose headphones, they can buy me Bose headphones.
He legit had Bose headphones. He had an Apple Watch. He had something else. I don't know.
I see no wrong.
Lachlan also did not have access to the registry. Now, he did not live in the country at the time I made the registry, but he did not have access to it.
That's also a good point. We didn't even mention because her husband was moving here from another country, and they were planning a wedding. Separate from Australia and America.
We actually planned two weddings because he wasn't here for the first one because his visa wasn't accepted yet. So that's fun.
He wasn't here for the first wedding?
So we planned one for July of 2018 and we had to fully move everything because when like June rolled around, we're like, oh, his visa's not accepted yet. He's not going to be here. So then we moved it for another 6 months or so and he met most of the people at our wedding. So he knew about 10 people there because he had just moved here when we had it.
Oh my gosh.
So when we walked around and like said thank you to everyone, he was like, also nice to meet you. Hi. And, you know, it was a wild time. But
one of the most unique probably experiences you it can is. Have. Isn't it?
It was unique.
You might need to share this episode with your boyfriend or girlfriend who's not a PK, who has no idea what they're actually getting into.
Maybe Ooh, so. That's true. Maybe so.
You're not just marrying into that family. You're marrying into a larger church family or families at oh, times. Yeah. And it's going to be an interesting time. A lot of people feel a little bit of ownership over your life.
Yes, but that is true.
It's a good time.
They're like stakeholders.
Stakeholders.
They don't give us any money.
Sometimes.
But they'll judge you if you use the quote-unquote tithe money poorly.
Exactly, exactly.
That's an episode for another day. And we've got so many other incredible episodes coming your way. Short, sweet, to the point. Just relating to the problems and the experiences and even some of the difficult people that you're dealing with as PKs.
But, and the perks.
And the perks. There are perks. And because we're preachers' kids and preachers ourselves, these are all alliterated. Problems, people, perks, and I don't know. I feel like we need two more. It needs to be five of them.
Praying, people.
Praying and... The parsonage. Maybe you live in the parsonage. Maybe we'll do an episode on that.
I am not against it, guys. That's my dream in life.
Bailey wants a parsonage so she doesn't have to wake up as early. She can walk to work.
Come on.
That's the goal.
Hey, so go follow us on Instagram. Just swipe up and click the link that are in the show notes. Send us your story. We'd love to interview you for this podcast and hear how you have navigated this crazy PK life. We'd love for you to take a screenshot, share this episode on Instagram, and tag us. We'd love to repost it and connect with you. That's all for today, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Close us out, Eli.
Love you guys. Bye. This is fun. This is fun. I'm glad my sister got to be on here with me. Olivia, it's great having you on here, too.
Yay, this is cool. Bye, guys.
Well, like I said at the top of the episode, we do have a great new year of content planned for you on a consistent schedule in 2021, and we've got some incredible guests planned. Some you've heard of if you're on social media or you watch television, hint, hint, and some you haven't. And maybe you've got a story to share. So swipe up on this podcast, hit us up on Instagram, send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, peace out, PKs.